Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading, the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today on the podcast, we read Deuteronomy 13 through 14, Psalm 99, 100 and 101, Isaiah 41, and Revelation 11. Now, one of the core identities of God, specifically Jesus, is that of a redeemer. Now, we mentioned it briefly over 100 episodes ago on episode 50, so it bears repeating and maybe a deeper dive today, as the term will be more and more referred to in the next chapters of Isaiah. There's quite a bit of history baked into the concept of a redeemer for the Jews. The word goel or gal, which translated from Hebrew means redeemer or to redeem, is the one that we often see. Almost 150 times is this word or form of it used in the Old Testament. Now, many times it's used describing God as he delivers the Israelites from Egypt, like in Deuteronomy 13:5 today. It said, speaking of false prophets, but that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has taught rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of slavery. So you guys, you'll find even more contextual understanding of that term, not just in Deuteronomy today, but in Leviticus. We've studied that in the past, especially chapters 25 and 27, as Moses delivers the law of redemption. In Leviticus 25, 23 through 33, there is a large bit of explanation of redemption as it relates to the year of Jubilee. We've talked about that, right? That year when things can be redeemed. The understanding was that land or other things were not necessarily bought and sold forever, but could be redeemed and bought back by the original owner under certain conditions. The right of redemption was held by the nearest relative or by the person themselves if they had the means to do so. The concept of a redeemer was also tied with the understanding of an avenger, right? And as my name is Pastor Fury, a la Nick Fury from the Avengers, I kind of perk up a little bit here. The same word, goel, is also used to mean avenger. One who protected the rights of that family. The one who upheld justice on their behalf. They would avenge a death in the family as a goel, an avenger, a redeemer. In Isaiah today, God continues to build on the people's understanding of his character in regards to them, his chosen people. In Isaiah 41:10, he says through the prophet Isaiah, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." As God reminds the people through the prophet that he is their helper, that he is their protector, that he is their shelter, he is their refuge, he's also saying that he is their strength, right? He will encourage and strengthen them. Isaiah 41, 13 through 14 continues. He says, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I am the one who helps you, declares the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel." As the Redeemer of his people, God promises to stand in the gap between the people and justice and right the wrongs. He promises that he is the one who will help them. As God's people today, we have found that God's character has not changed, and that this redeeming God of old stepped into human history in the form of Jesus to continue to demonstrate that we are his, and to continue to fulfill the promises to never leave us. Jesus Christ redeems us from slavery to sin, we are set free from it. He redeems us from the curse of the law. He redeems us from empty religion and gives us relationship. He redeems us from the power of Satan, and we are now living in his power and in his strength. He redeems us from the coming judgment. He is not only the judge, but he is also the defender of those to be judged, right? And ultimately, he redeems us from death and gives us life and liberty in him. We have no need to avenge any wrongdoing on our own. We have an avenger, Jesus. We have no delusion that we can ever obtain the means to impossibly redeem ourselves. We have a necessary redeemer, Jesus, our Goel. When the trouble of the day seems too much to bear, know that your redeemer lives and call out his name. He still speaks to you so lovingly, saying, "Fear not, I am the one who helps you." Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you that you are our Redeemer. We thank you that you loved us enough to not leave us in our own slavery, under the curse, living lives empty of fulfillment, of joy, Lord God, but that you are our Jubilee, you are our Redeemer, you are our Rescuer. Thank you that you came for us. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on the podcast. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Armand at unshackled.network.org if you'd like prayer. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.